Hello, folks. Welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and I am filming today as usual from the Seashrim. It is Wednesday, 28 December, 2022. Folks, can you believe we're a couple of days away from another year? And I can't wait to see what next year brings. Maybe I can. I just read, and I'll be sharing after a while, maybe have time, that the expecting gas prices to be up to $4 a gallon again by May. We will see. So next year might be another interesting year, to say the least. But welcome to today's program, listening to Financial Survival, and we're glad to have with us in a few minutes. We'll go to Wendy Wilson, a very interesting guest every week, as you all know already. But let's get to the metals and the markets very quickly here. Metals suffered a little bit today. Gold was down $881 to $1,803.56, still breaking over 1,800. Silver was down 55 to $2,347. Platinum was down $5 to $1,009. Palladium was down 51.62 to $1,781.38. So the dollar down a little bit, but gold is still holding over 18. I think it's pretty good, and I do believe, my friends, we'll be seeing new record highs in the next few months in gold and silver. I really do. As far as the markets go, the Dow was down 346.90 to 32,894. S&P was down 45.62 to 37.83. NASDAQ was down 137.25 to 10,215. So a hit on that. All the overseas markets but one was down. The DAX was down 0.5% to 13,925. FTSE down 0.32% to 74.97. Nikkei was down 0.41% to 26,340. Hang Seng was down, it was up, I'm sorry, 1.56% to 19,898. USDX was up 0.33 to 104.51. Oil was up 0.83 to 78.70. The 10-year yield was up 0.025 to 3.883. So there you go. I'll just share this very quickly when we get to our guests. I went to a small town next to where I live here in West Virginia, a little town called Raynell. It's about 20 minutes from where I live. Gasoline per gallon there was 73 cents cheaper per gallon than where I live. I put $30 in my car and saved about $8.50, folks, on a $30 amount put in the car, saved about $8.50 on the difference in the gasoline prices. With 20 minute drive, maybe 20 miles, I'm guessing, 73 cents cheaper. Tell me there's not something wrong with that picture. But anyway, let's go right to our guest now. We're going to talk to Wendy Wilson, Apothecary Herbs, and she's going to share some more news as always and tell us what's on special for this month. It'll be her last broadcast for this year with us. Matter of fact, it'll be my last broadcast for you this year. I'll be taking Friday off to wrap up the year. I'm going to do a little bit of deer hunting. The last chance to get to do it this year, this coming Friday. So anyway, Wendy, welcome to the program and the last broadcast for this year.
Hello, Pastor Butch. You know, Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and all the listeners, I thought we'd talk about our God-given immune system. And the reason we're going to talk about this is because some new research just this month came out from the Rockefeller University regarding your immune system and how they think it should be working. Because I've discussed this. I've read articles on the immune system from medical science, and they think that your immune system operates at an inferior level. But your immune system is very sophisticated, and it does keep you safe from infections. And what I've learned from herbalists and virologists alike is that the immune system is not something you want to tinker with. And I'm very concerned to read medical journals that kind of flip-flop on their views regarding your immune system. One journal may say the immune system is extremely sophisticated and they don't understand how it works in its entirety yet. And then another journal would say the immune system needs assistance from vaccines in order to be trained to do its job. So they want to retrain your immune system,
wow,
especially your antibody cells. So we have some new research, though, that came out of Rockefeller University. They were reporting on how science is retraining the immune system through your B cells, B as in boy. So the B cells are these cells that create your antibodies, which have an innate ability to defend us from infections. Therefore, why would science want to retrain them? Isn't that something?
Why does science want to mess with what God perfected? Of course, they don't believe in God anyway, so I guess that's
right,
why.
Right. And so my question too, you know, and I read these journal articles all the time, and I'm really amazed how science is recreating a lot of metabolic systems of the human body and how they function. They want them to function in such a way in which science thinks they should operate. And I also have been reading how many of these animal experiments are often criticized by other scientists on how such changes create serious ramifications in the animals' kingdom and human. So if you recall, we previously touched on articles that science hunts for protein keys that can activate or deactivate cell communication and therefore function. So the researchers at Rockefeller University are doing just that. They're looking for the protein that affects antibodies and how they bind to pathogens or toxins and neutralize them. Now, in the case of viruses, there are proteins that bind to the virus and prevent it from entering your cells, and it can't replicate there. Put another way, if an antibody is the gun, Pastor Butch, the protein is the bullet, and science wants to control the bullets. Okay?
Wow.
So science refers to the bullets as germinal centers. And make no mistake, this type of research is about weapon development. It's being developed in response to vaccination. So, of course, science reports that this, you know, scientific advancement is a microscopic training ground for your B cells. It's to be perfected and to help destroy specific targets that are not always a virus or a bacteria. So they're trying to make it sound sellable to everybody out there. Now, in essence, though, science is actually crafting their formed response to altering the immune system. So you want to look at this statement from their research. I'll read it to you, which speaks volumes with regard to vaccine development. They say, we are figuring out how germinal centers work and is therefore critical to understanding immunity and developing more effective vaccines. So this is all about selling vaccines. And then they went into a discussion about what happens after a vaccination, which I thought was interesting. They said the researchers reported what happens to your immune system after you get injected with a vaccine virus. They say germinal centers form in the body's lymphatic tissues shortly after vaccination or infection. And that's Rockefeller's report. So here they're admitting that the purpose of vaccination is to infect you and to send the body into a disease mode. And they actually referred to their vaccination as an infection. And you may ask, well, what happens after the infection is installed? Well, here's their answer, another quote. Once inside, the germinal center forms and the B cells undergo rapid mutation, and the B cells will bind to their targets. So they're mutating antibodies. Don't you think that's interesting?
I think it's dangerous.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I think it's very dangerous.
It is very dangerous. It's scary. But the researchers are stating that they're creating new B cells. So the mutations in their mind are creating new and improved B cells, and they become a factory producing the cells and action they want, which sadly seriously affects the memory of your immune system and also the patrolling antibodies and your red blood cells, your plasma cells. So there's a triple down effect here. However, the science is portraying this type of reaction as something good, and it's a milestone in medical science. And in the animal trials, they reported the immune system antibodies changes lasted quite a while. Get ready, Pastor Butch. They estimate that the changes they'll be making through these vaccines, the changes to your immune system will last 30 years.
Oh, my gosh.
So another example of science tinkering with God's immune system, they said this. Researchers wanted to understand why these germinal centers are so long-lived and what precisely goes on inside them. So they're conducting a really big experiment. They don't know where this is going, but you know, they got to know, so they're going to sacrifice people and animals for it.
Well, yeah, I mean, what's the importance of life? You know, just go and kill them and don't worry about it. No big deal. Experiment on them.
Yeah. Well, the study at Rockefeller University actually produced the research using, get this, the influenza SARS-CoV viruses. That's what they were studying. And they they want the human body to be able to manufacture, be the manufacturing center for the germs and sequencing abnormal antibody genes. So the research is stating that they are accomplishing their goals within the body in about 12 weeks or 3 months. So this is where these COVID shots are. They're undermining and mutating the immune system antibodies within about 3 months. However, there was then a drop off, Pastor Butch, and if you will, get this. I was smiling when I read this. There's a drop off after 3 months, and your natural or innate immune system cells rebound with what science calls untrained B cells. You know, the alien B cells. You know, the normal ones.
Oh my gosh!
And so your body, in an attempt to overcome the attack, rebounds. This has got to be God. You know what I mean?
Amen.
So when that happened, this spawned the booster shot program to slap it back down. And this attack they called a medical treatment, and it intends to create new B cells in order to muscle out your natural antibodies. And they refer to their antibodies as recruits or true descendants. I think that's creepy.
That is creepy. I mean, it's beyond creepy. Anyone that has any common sense knows this is not natural, and it's there to hurt us, not help us. With any common sense at all, they know that.
Yeah, so here's their quote. They said, the new recruits did not behave like the original B cells in the germinal center, so they're real happy about that. They also said the mutation of your B cells is intended for the immune system to be changed so it does not defend or engage influenza viruses. What? Okay, so they're giving you an influenza vaccine, but the whole intent of this mutating your antibodies is so that it doesn't defend you from influenza at all.
Oh, my.
And guess what? It gets worse. Science is mocking. Science mocks, and they say they are sending our immune system cells to school to learn something, right? Here's another quote. They said the B cells underwent evolution mutation inside the germinal centers, and they did not produce antibodies to bind to the flu SARS-CoV antigens. So that's what they wanted. So that's why your COVID shots do nothing to protect you from COVID.
Wow.
Okay. Now, here's another admission from the science on what vaccines are doing. They said the researchers re-exposed the mice, the animals in their study, to the flu antigens 3 months after they were first infected. The antibodies effectively mimicked and repeated the infection booster shot and demonstrated the manufacturing of the B cells and antibodies that were descendants from the mutated cells and were not natural B cells anymore. So the mutated cells are the seeds that continue to undermine your immune system for some time. And science calls this truly an invasion. Here's their quote. The invasion of ongoing germinal center structures by sequential waves, also known as boosters, may turn out to be an important factor in predicting outcomes.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
I know. It's like these people are just so demonic. They also, it's very devastating what's really going on in the scientific research community. It's highly important that we really seek truth now, Pastor Butch, in order to protect ourselves from the industry that seeks to make merchandise of the human race. So,
That's very true.
Yep. So I put my whole trust in God's natural medicinal plants. I used, through the pandemic, the astragalus root because of the high zinc profile, which the Natural Institute of Health actually did a study, and they found that your zinc from your plants like that protect you from COVID because it's a mineral the immune system uses to make a protein outer layer on your cells, and then the COVID can't port to it and replicate it. And so I've been using the astragalus root throughout the entire time, and I didn't get COVID at all. And neither did my family members and other people that were using astragalus root. So now, if you did get COVID, did you get sick? You may have tested positive, but did you get sick? That's a question, you know?
Yes, it is.
So So I look to God's natural plants. Scripture encourages us to do that. God can't lie. So there's total truth in herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. And I'm taking that all the way to the kingdom of God. Say,
amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. You know, so I mean, the body, if they would not mess with the body at all and let it do its own thing the way it's created to be, we would see a whole lot less disease, period. And I know we poison with all kinds of stuff we eat and drink. They realize that. But the body on its own can handle a lot more without our help.
Yes, and unfortunately, what they're doing is, I mentioned in the beginning that it's messing with your immune system memory. So your immune system codes antibodies and remembers them and uses them as adaptogen cells for other types of infections that are similar. And so apparently this damages that form of function as well. And you got to remember, King David had a book of natural medicinal recipes that he handed down to King Solomon. So this That's is true. You know, thousands of years, and you don't pass on what doesn't work, you know.
Well, obviously, we've been set up as usual because we're naive, we're easily deceived, we're easily frightened. And fear is a great motivating factor that people that we can be controlled by. We know that also.
Right, right. Well, be of good courage. God is not the author of fear or confusion, okay? And he's given us a playbook here and a way of escape, actually. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They'll give you a catalog. It's free. They're having their end-of-year holiday sale, 30% off if your order is $65 or more. So this is a good time to get your cleanses, metabolic strengthening herbs, immune boosters, pandemic kits, heart attack packs, all those things, and save and be well for the new year. So
Absolutely.
You can call them at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, if you want to look online, thepowerherbs.com. And definitely sign up for the American Survival Newsletter and be empowered each week by email.
Folks, there you go. Now, there information available if you want it for free. Just get it. And obviously, Wendy, we're seeing many, many thousands, millions of deaths, sudden deaths after the vaccine, the COVID vaccine. I mean, people are dying by the millions worldwide, and the mainstream media does not even mention it.
Right. Yeah.
So it's, well, it's coming out in other ears.
They have control of that, see, unfortunately.
Absolutely, they do. So, well, Wendy Wilson, anyway, thank you so much for joining us again today, and I guess I will see you in 2023.
Absolutely, I'll be here.
God bless, sweetheart. Talk to you soon.
Right.
Folks, back at the break. A lot more talk about it. Don't y'all go away.
But hitting up my buddy's got me feeling like a jerk. $100 condo, $200 rent. I get a check on Friday, but it's already spent. Working for a living, working. Working for a living. Working for a living, never, ever working. I'm taking what they're giving, cause I'm working for a living.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Oh, mercy, mercy, me with you. All things and what they used to be, underground.
All righty, folks, we're back, and this is Pastor Butch Paul filling with Melody Cederstrom today in her broadcast, Financial Survival. We're glad you're with us. And her number is 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. Call and talk to her, ask questions. And precious metals, folks, are holding their own right now. But they're going to go up. Why not check in and see what you can do to preserve something? And let me just say this. A silver dollar, a silver dime, a silver quarter, say, well, you can't spend those. Yes, you can actually spend them. This will take them. But you don't want to spend them on par with today's fake coins. What you can do is find somebody, like I have a local mechanic here, that will barter with me for real money. They will take silver or gold for fixing cars. If you can find a small store somewhere, an independent family store, that will take silver and gold in exchange for food. Or you can always sell it back to dealers. Understand, silver and gold will never go away and be of non-value. Never. Never. Because everybody knows it's worth something. So those things, think about, folks. Don't be confused when it comes to real value. It's just like having a rifle in your hand. You have an extra gun you don't need. It's not going to go to nothing. It's always worth something because it's tangible, and it's something that it goes up in price eventually. It always does. So understand this. These are nothing that's going to change as far as something tangible that's usable, and gold and silver are. Let's get in some articles here. Start off maybe with some of the signs of a economy and a nation that's starting to unravel in a lot of different ways. Morally, of course, we've been unraveled for several years and just falling into everything else now. Southwest cancellations leave thousands stranded as luggage piles up. You know, we've taken so much for granted here in this country. I have, you have, we all have. You know, we could get in a car and drive down the highway and prices are pretty fair in gasoline for years, and we could afford to feed the family. It might be a little tight once in a while, but, you know, we could afford to buy a few groceries. We go to the local airport back before you go through all the nonsense and rigmarole with the inspections and take off your belt and take off your shoes. And on it goes. But you feel, get on a plane, fly anywhere you want to, unrestricted, and the airlines run a good business. Well, that's changing for a lot of reasons. But first off, one of the main reasons is economics. I should say, in today's society, again, fiat money is the destruction of all these things. But anyway, an operational meltdown, the Southwest Airlines stranded thousands of travelers across the U.S. with many enduring long lines and lost luggage. The airline scrapped more than two-thirds of its flights Monday. Listen to that, folks. More than two-thirds of its flights were scrapped Monday and planned to slice its schedules through Thursday. Southwest Airlines Company on Tuesday said it will limit new bookings on the planes it plans to fly in the coming days. The airline came under more scrutiny from Washington for its holiday storm meltdown. Southwest canceled 2,677 flights, or 65% of a scheduled Tuesday departures, according to data from FlightAware. The airline said Monday's reduced schedule would extend at least until Thursday. The carrier has canceled close to 11,000 flights since last Thursday as it struggled to stabilize operations hampered amid the wintry weather. Meanwhile, Southwest customers across the country are still struggling to get their to their destinations, and many have been separated from their luggage along the way. Southwest Chief Executive Bob Jordan said he's optimistic Southwest can get on track before next week as the airline continues to fly a reduced schedule in an effort to get its people and planes in position to recover. I hate that. Southwest is good airlines. I've always enjoyed flying Southwest. That's when I think I've enjoyed the most. Nonetheless, they're facing problems. And they got something in the way of, I don't know how many millions of dollars in support from the government during the pandemic, or plandemic. So I don't know. We'll see. Another sign of an infrastructure being destroyed, this is for lack of moral integrity, weakness in society. Thousands lose power after three substations targeted in Washington State, sheriff says. Thousands of residents were without power near Tacoma, Washington, after three electrical substations were vandalized, local authorities said on Sunday, adding that it was not yet clear if the Christmas Day incidents were linked. The Pierce County Sheriff's Department said robberies were reported at two substations belonging to Tacoma Public Utilities, another belonging to Puget Sound Energy. Deputies cited forced entry into a fenced-in area with equipment vandalized, but nothing taken from the sites, they said. More than 14,000 customers were affected. So the equipment was vandalized, but nothing stolen. At this time, deputies are conducting the initial investigation. We don't have any suspects in custody. It's unknown if there were any motives or if this was a coordinated attack on the power stations. Earlier this month, Utility North Carolina reported outages from what local authorities said were orchestrated shootings now being investigated by federal law enforcement. The FBI has also been investigating shots fired near a power facility in South Carolina days later, whether those two incidents were related, NBC News and other local media has reported. Folks, I never thought that one day we'd have vandals destroying the power grid. The power grid is already struggling. I'm 74 years old, and I lived in West Virginia about all my life, still was in the military, and 1 year I lived up in New York State, which I hated, but I'm not anything against New York. I just didn't like where I lived. I like living in the country where I live now. But nonetheless, I've never in my lifetime ever seen power companies, in this area anyway, ask people to shut down their power, cut back on power usage, because if they don't, they're going to have to initiate rolling blackouts. Now, our area was blessed not to have to worry about that. But all around us, their power company said, if you don't cut back, we're going to cut down on power usage somehow. I never thought we'd see that in America, that we would run out of because of lack of infrastructure, lack of the right kind of fuel. I know right now there's a big cry out here in the West Virginia, especially because we're a coal state. But the reasons the power companies are not keeping up is because they were trying to change their fuel supplies from things that work, like coal, natural gas, to solar and other things, and wind. It just doesn't work. It ain't going to work. So we'll see what happens. Again, to me, that's a sign of an infrastructure that's collapsing. And this next article, you can find on our website real soon, not up already, on PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com. Look under Mark the Beast Technology. Mark the Beast Technology, you'll find it on there. QR code required to enter D.C. Whole Foods and may be used to implement social credit system. Let me repeat that. QR code required to enter D.C. Whole Foods and may be used to implement social credit system. Whole Foods is owned by Amazon. The video shows entry at a Whole Foods market in Washington, D.C., with gates requiring a QR code on customers' phones to enter the store. A sign advises customers that cameras and sensors register what you take and put back. Customers can skip checkout as purchases are tracked and processed through cell phones. Buying groceries can be linked to a social credit score similar to China's system. The video creator plans to boycott Whole Foods. Our grocery stores track customers through their rewards cards, store apps, and in-store video surveillance. So there appears to be an entry gate for customers who want to use their register to pay for their items. Folks, the conveniences we have accepted in America, all the conveniences, all the handouts, all the government entitlements have taken us slowly but surely down the chute into total tyranny and control. And Whole Foods in D.C. is going to require that you have a QR code on your phone just to enter the store. What do you think about that? Isn't that interesting? And to go another step in that direction, facial recognition tech gets mom booted from Christmas concert, a preview of our coming social credit dystopia. Facial recognition resulted in mothers being booted from a Rockettes show at Radio City Music Hall in New York City. The software spotted Kelly Conlon in the lobby as she and her daughter and her daughter's fellow Girl Scouts were on their way to see the Rockettes perform a Christmas spectacular show. Is Conlon a terrorist, a felon, a sex offender? Does she have a history of disrupting shows at Radio City Hall? Nope. She's a lawyer who works in a firm involved in litigation against MSG Entertainment, the company that operates Radio City Music Hall and produces the Christmas Spectacular Show. Conlon is involved with this specific personal injury suit. She just happens to work for the New Jersey firm during the litigation. It was pretty simultaneous, I think, to me, going through the metal detector, that I heard over an intercom or loudspeaker, Conlon told NBC New York. I heard them say, "Woman with long dark hair and a gray scarf." "I believe they said that our recognition picked you up," she replied. Conlon says they knew my name before I told them. They knew the firm I was associated with before I told them, and they told me I was not allowed to be there. Folks, in 1998-99, when they started doing digital picture and driver's license, myself, and I told you before, I'll tell you again, myself and a few others said we were not going to do a digital picture and driver's license, and we didn't, and we still haven't. It was a long, drawn-out battle. For about 10, 12 years, I did not have a so-called valid driver's license. I drove without one, and I functioned okay without it. Wasn't always convenient, but I did. We finally beat it in West Virginia and got that taken away. For us, I know others didn't follow suit too much, but we didn't do it. I'm not saying they didn't get it some other way, but that we didn't volunteer to them. We told them that one day this will go into a national database and eventually a worldwide database to recognize people by their facial scan, by their facial number, by their digital, which numbered picture, which uses 18 points of contact to then identify you. 18.666, folks. 3 times 6 is 18. But here we are with a lady going into the Radio City Music Hall in New York City, was recognized of what her name was and who she worked for because the firm she worked for was in litigation with the owner of MSG Entertainment. They kicked her out. Well, you tell me this isn't control. When you have to have a QR code to get in to buy groceries and a kick you out of a show because you work for a firm that has that the Rockettes or whatever in litigation. And here's one more along those lines. Aussie cops, it's Australian cops, ask neighbors to rat out anti-government, anti-police, or COVID vaccine conspiracy theorists. Folks, this is a worldwide conspiracy, a worldwide police state. Australian police are using a brutal ambush on two cops to encourage residents to rat out neighbors who are skeptical of the COVID-10 vaccine or harbor anti-government views. On December 12th, two Brisbane police officers were gunned down by a family of rural Australians who opened fire as the two officers approached their home. Constables Rachel McCrowell, 29, and Matthew Arnold, 26, died in the attack, while third officer, Constable Randall Kirk, was shot in the leg but managed to escape. A fourth officer, Keely Brawl, fled to safety in the bushes. Later that evening, members of the royal family were killed in a shootout with tactical police. In response to the incident, Deputy Commissioner Tracy Linford suggested that neighbors need to assume anyone who harbors non-mainstream views is clearly a threat. Let me repeat that. Anyone who harbors non-mainstream views is clearly a threat. As I said before, if there's anybody out there that knows of someone that might be showing concerning behavior about conspiracy theories, anti-government, anti-police, conspiracy theories about COVID-19 vaccination is what we're seeing with shooting perpetrators, the Train family. We'd want to know about it. We want to know about that, and you can either contact the police directly or go through Crime Stoppers, she said. In response, Rebel News' A.V. Yanimi replied, Queensland police appealing to the public to daub, I guess that means probing their neighbors who are anti-government or believe the COVID-19 vaccine conspiracy theories. So here we go, folks. I know it's Australia. I know it's in Australia. But I promise you, it's coming to America. And I promise you, it's not really long out. That's just the way it is. Now on some financial news, because this all ties together in the long run. The cost of easy money is now coming due. Since 2008, we have seen an era of unprecedented money printing and interest rate suppression. Now, the cost of all that easy money is coming due. We've been paying for it through price inflation, and now we're paying for it through a deflating bubble economy as the Fed tries to undo malfeasance. In the wake of the financial crisis, the Federal Reserve pushed interest rates to zero and held them there for years. It also ran three rounds of quantitative easing, pumping trillions of dollars of freshly printed money into the economy. The Fed tried normalized monetary policy by raising rates and shrinking its balance sheet in 2018, but ended up aborting that attempt when the bubbles blown up by a decade of easy money started leaking air. The pandemic gave the Fed cover to double cut rates again and double down on QE. In less than 2 years, the central bank expanded its balance sheet by nearly $5 trillion and flooded the economy with more money created out of thin air, which means that, folks, it's actually not money. It's currency. The bubble was blown up after 2008 got even bigger. Now the Fed is trying to fight the inevitable price inflation. Wolf Street perfectly summed it up what has happened over the last 15 years. The era of money printing and interest rate repression in the United States, which started in 2008, gave rise to all kinds of stuff. The easy money kept going and kept going. And all this money needed to find a place to go. Then money printing went hog wild in 2020 and 2021. And the stuff it gave rise to just got bigger and bigger and crazier. And much of this stuff is now in the process of coming apart. I mean falling apart or getting taken apart in a controlled manner, and some stuff has already imploded in a messy way. In a nutshell, what the Fed giveth, the Fed taketh away. What can I say? Folks, we're paying, and we're just seeing the beginning of it. We are just seeing the beginning of it. I don't know what to say. How make it any simpler than that? We don't have money in America. We have fiat currency. They don't have money in Mexico or Thailand or China, although China is starting to back their yuan and gold. But we have no real money basically in the world. It's all fiat currency, and it's blown up all over the world. We've got to pay attention, folks. I mean that. I mean, it's just amazing. If I got the break, folks, I'm going to talk about it. Don't go away.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All right, folks, we are back. And again, this will be my last broadcast with y'all until next year. As far as I know, I won't be here Friday. I know what's going to happen with Melody, what she's going to do. But I tell you what, I enjoy doing with I've enjoyed being with Melody and doing her program. And I hope y'all get something of what we're trying to do here, folks. I'm trying to give you news from a Christian perspective. Matter of fact, with our ministry, I do news and current events every time we have Bible study. And we decided to put a title to that and put an intro to it and called CWN Network, Christian Worldview News Network, Christian Worldview News Network. When I give News Melody's program, folks, I have to give it from my perspective, which is Christian. There is no such thing as a non-biased individual. All people are biased. They have their own opinions, they have their own thought process. They have their own ideas of what's right and wrong. They do. Everyone does. I try to base mine on the Word of God. So my mind is a Christian worldview. And that's how I've been for years. But I guess, again, no one is not biased on their opinions. No one. Everyone has to base on what they believe. So I hope you enjoy where I come from, giving you news. Gas buddy says gas prices to soar over $4 a gallon in 2023. Gas buddy warned American consumers on Tuesday that gas prices under the Biden administration could return to $4 a gallon as early as May 2023. The national average price on gas Tuesday was $3.10, up about 70 cents since former President Donald Trump left office in 2021, according to AAA. In some parts of the nation, gas prices soared to over $7 a gallon in 2022. Experts estimated the soaring price of fuel cost American workers an extra $5,520 in 2022. A Heritage Foundation study shows Americans have lost $4,200 in annual income since Biden assumed office. I'll repeat that. Increasing gas prices cost Americans an average of $5,520 in a year in 2022, and the average cost to Americans' annual income has increased by $4,200 under Biden. Whoopee! Americans have lost $4,200 in income under Biden. 2023 is not going to be a cakewalk for motorists. It could be expensive, Gas Buddy's head of petroleum analyst Patrick DeHaan told CNN. The national average could reach $4 a gallon as early as May, and that's something that could last through much of summer driving season. Wow. Okay. Now, for the good part, you're not going to believe this. With the omnibus bill they just passed, $690,000 of our money was spent to study romance between parrots. No, not parents, parrots, birds, P-A-R-R-O-T-S. Nearly $690,000. Why am I laughing? It's not funny. Nearly $690,000 in taxpayer money went towards studying romance between parrots, according to Senator Rand Paul's annual Festivus report. Paul released a report which highlights $482,276,000 $543,907 in government waste on Friday. Who's to blame? One need not look further than $3.5 trillion that the big government politicians in Congress spent on the so-called Inflation Reduction Act, which ultimately does nothing to truly combat rising inflation rates. Paul said in the report, also pointing to the pork-laden $1.9 trillion omnibus special spending package of 2023, released in the dead of the night and voted into law without anyone having read it. Doesn't that sound familiar? While the report highlighted millions in government waste in various areas of government, Paul chose to highlight some of the most absurd expenditures, including $689,000 in taxpayer funds used to study romance between birds. This happened at the hands of the Department of Health and Human Services, which gave the funds to Cornell University. The grant used to study social communications in parrots, studying patterns such as social outcomes, if they kiss, and how males make sexual advances. I'm so glad. I couldn't wait to learn this. Readers of the Platinum Pig Awards are well aware that the federal government loves spending taxpayer money in research in an attempt to get to the bottom of many of life's biggest mysteries, such as the feelings of love and happiness, Paul wrote. As if spending our money to research how humans feel and express love may sound ridiculous enough, the government is now funding research to see how parrots express love. You know, I don't know. I don't want to say. There's nothing to say. You can't laugh. And if you cry, it doesn't help. I just want us to say. It's dumbfounding to me. It may be on the plus side, though, a little bit. Momentum to axe, A-X-E, income tax mounts in state legislatures. Mississippi could become the 10th state to eliminate its personal income tax with Republican Governor Tate Reeves and House Speaker Philip Gunn backing differing plans to do away with the levy and with lawmakers convened on their 2023 session January 3rd. Similar 2023 proposals to erase immediately or phase out state income taxes are also expected to be filed in West Virginia, Arkansas, Iowa, Georgia, North Dakota, Utah, and perhaps Wisconsin. Such measures are not unusual in state houses, but are usually symbolic bills lobbied by fiscal conservatives who argue that taxing individual incomes to fund state and then in some cases local governments is counterproductive, especially with an array of alternative assessments available to replace lost revenues generated by personal income taxes. So we'll see. We'll see. Maybe they'll get it done. We're still debating that last year. The governor had one idea. The legislature had another idea. I'm not real sure where they're going with it. Don't know what's going to happen or not. So we'll take it one day at a time. Our legislature starts meeting again next month. We'll see what happens. I don't know. You know, with the price, everything, it's just getting so out of line. Yeah, it would help some, I'm sure. But will make a big difference? I really don't know. I don't know. I can't see them make a whole huge difference. But every little bit helps, especially when I looked at the price of potato chips yesterday. The ruffled potato chips, you know, the ruffled chips for a medium, I don't know, it's not a big bag. It's a medium-sized bag. It was $5.69. Needless to say, I'm not buying any more chips. I don't need them anyway. They shouldn't be eating them. But that's just so out of line with what it ought to be. Biden border crisis leaves Arizona hospital with 20 men in unpaid bills. Gee. President Biden's ongoing border crisis left an Arizona hospital holding the bag for 20 men in unpaid bills racked up by migrants who needed treatment, including expensive surgery and intensive care during the last 6 months. Dr. Bob Cranshaw, president and CEO of Yuma Regional Medical Center, said Friday neither the federal nor state governments have been willing to help out its 406-bed nonprofit facility. There's no pair source for those individuals, Transhill told Fox News. Everybody's sympathetic and they lend a listening ear, but nobody's offering a pair source for these individuals. It's an unsustainable business model. Transhill said that anybody that walks through our door is going to get the same level of care as anybody else, adding that migrants come in and need dialysis, they need heart surgery, they need cardiac catheterization. We've had women come into our labor delivery unit that have delivered infants that need to be in the neonatal ICU for sometimes months at a time. Some migrants require treatment for traumatic injuries sustained while trekking across the border. Migrants sleep outside of an overnight shelter at Sacred Heart. Anyway, talk about how these are coming in just dumping right into the town, of course, right on the doorsteps. A lot of it, though, interestingly, is really complication of chronic diseases that have been previously uncared for. Tranchel said over more than a year, the cost of retreating migrants at Yuma Regional had basically doubled and would continue to increase. We operate on 2 to 3% margin annually. This year is not looking very good from a financial perspective, and really that's a lot of that is due to these uncompensated costs, he said. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I can't maintain it forever, obviously. It just isn't going to work. But that's America today, isn't it? That's America today. Greg Abbott says Texas has bused nearly 16,000 migrants to sanctuary cities this year. You know, as much as I hate to see that happen to anyone, I don't care if they're legal or not. I just hate seeing them just treated like cattle. But the fact of the matter remains, we can't take care of them all. Texas certainly can't take care of them all. We can't afford it. But, folks, that's not the reason. I mean, that doesn't make any difference. They're doing it to dilute our culture to the point we have no culture left. We have no Caucasian Christian culture left as a whole because they're bringing in people all over the world that don't even believe how we believe. Greg Abbott on Tuesday said the state has bused nearly 16,000 migrants to sanctuary cities this year. Texas said bused 15,900 migrants. We're providing relief to local communities ever overwhelmed by President Biden's open border policies. Since April, the Republican government has transported at least 8,900 migrants to Washington, D.C., 4,900 New York City, 1,500 Chicago, and 630 to Philadelphia. And just, you know, a couple days ago, he dumped off like 130 of them in front of President Kamala Harris's home. Wow. And the Texas National Guard built 2 miles of razor wire border fencing near El Paso. Folks, they had no choice. While families across the country celebrated the extended Christmas, the holiday weekend, members of the Texas National Guard built more than 2 miles of razor wire border fencing near El Paso. Texas Governor Greg Abbott deployed the guardmen under Operation Lone Star to build the barriers after the city of El Paso declared a disaster as migrants surged across the border. The Texas Military Department tweeted a video on Christmas Day showing the National Guard building a triple-strand concertina barrier to secure the area from illegal crossings. This morning, service members that deployed to El Paso, Texas, constructed a triple-strand concertina barrier near the border to secure the area from illegal crossings. Major General Ronald Wynn Burkett described the 72-hour mission for the guardsmen. They're focused on deterrence. They're focused on sending a message that an unlawful crossing is not an option, General Burkett said. You've got to go to the point of entry. They have to do it. They had 400 soldiers out doing that, and they had no choice, folks. I know this is something that people that wants to think about. This is something we enjoy having to do. Not decent people don't like to have to fence people need out, but we can't take care of them all. It's impossible. Border agents take a massive catch of over 700,000 fentanyl pills at train stop. This is what's happening. This is in Nogales, Arizona, the United States of Nogales, Arizona, port of entry, with over 736,200 fentanyl pills were taken, and as little as 2 milligrams in a single dose of fentanyl can end up being fatal to humans. Just today, prior to the catch, 150,000 pills were discovered hidden inside a smuggling vehicle. Folks, this is what's happening. This is happening. And it's just something that we're not seeing go. It's not going to be let up. I know that Supreme Court made a good move when they decided not to do Title 42 right now. But it's still happening. And South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem had the right idea. Biden is destroying our border to remake America. That's what it boils down to. They're trying to remake America the way they want to be. That's all there is to it, folks. They are trying to remake America. They're trying to dilute the population of Christian nation that was settled by white European, and now they're trying to destroy it on purpose. That's all there is to it, and they're getting it done. This will be my last live broadcast for this year with you all. I just want to tell you in the next couple minutes, I appreciate you all very much. And I want to thank you for helping out with Mel D and being with Mel D for so long. Some of y'all have been with her for years, worked with her for years. I know Melody Sushin for many, many years now, and I've never known a more upstanding individual when it comes to being honest and fair in all things. I'm serious about that. She's been a blessing to me and my family. When my youngest son had that surgery, she bought some silver back from me, and it was just no questions asked. She did it. She even sent me a check in advance before she even got it because she trusted me and knew it was an emergency. This is the type of woman Melody Seastrom is. If you don't deal with her, you're dealing with other dealers. I'm not saying they're bad. I'm not. But she is absolutely top of the line. 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. Call her and talk to her. Prepare yourself for what's coming next year. Maybe I'm wrong. I pray I'm wrong a lot of things. I really do. I pray with everything in me that next year we'll see things slow down in the world. We'll see wars and rumors of wars die away. We'll see people starting to come back into common sense ideas. We'll actually see people come back to some moral concept of what's right and wrong and live with it and live by it. I hope that's true. But I'm not holding breath. I'm not. I don't see it happening. I pray it is. And maybe some people out there will take a stand and pray with me and try to make a difference. But until I get back with you next year on my broadcast Monday night and Melody Monday afternoon, I want y'all to have a great weekend. And if you would, take time to pray in the new year. If you're a born-again believer in Christ, I mean born-again, the part that you believe His commandments are still valid, that His moral laws are still in place, pray about this. Pray with me, okay? You'll have a great, great rest of the year. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.